Last night, they decided to fling out the immunity bill that Parliament had passed, which gave Italy's four top officials, including the Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, immunity from prosecution.
And how big a blow is this for Berlusconi?
It's a big blow. He's already weakened by this scandal that has been going on now for several months concerning first his unexplained relationship with a teenage girl and subsequently his alleged use of prostitutes and the supplying of women to parties at his private residence in Rome. Now another front has been opened up in that he is now going to have to face defending himself in two trials, which are unlikely to result in his conviction, let alone his imprisonment, because he's over 70 years old and thus not liable to be jailed, but which are going to complicate his life. They're going to be making everything that much more difficult for him from now on.
And one of them is the alleged bribing of David Mills, the husband of Britain's Olympics minister Tessa Jowell.
It is indeed. Mr. Mills is due, in fact, today to launch his appeal against the 4.5-year sentence that was handed down earlier this year for his acceptance, the court found, of a $600,000 bribe from Mr. Berlusconi for skewing his evidence in two trials in which Mr. Berlusconi was a defendant back in the 1990s. So what will happen in that case, because Mr. Berlusconi was cancelled out of the trial because of the immunity law, is that the whole proceedings are going to have to start over again. That means it's highly likely that they'll be timed out before a verdict is reached, but there's going to be more publicity and more distraction, if you like.
What about Berlusconi's political allies? How have they reacted to this?
Well, in a way that is unquestionably worrying in any democracy. His spokesman said that this was a political verdict. The leader of his party in the lower house of parliament said that the judges of Italy's constitutional court, beyond which there is no appeal, by the way, had lined themselves up with the front attacking Mr. Berlusconi. This is the constant cry of the Prime Minister and his supporters, that the judiciary is left-wing, it's bent on attacking him. And as they go on, so they increase the risk of this country being plunged into not just a political crisis, but a constitutional one.